was this exact moment. This exact moment, 100 years ago, 8 p.m. on December 15th, 1924, that KOA went live on the air. Here is their first engineer in an interview discussing breaking down what that moment was like.
Monday, December 15th, 1924. KOA Radio signs on the air for the very first time. Meet our original chief engineer, J.A. Slessor.
I remember very vividly that first broadcast that night. As I recall, it was a snowy December night. We were all elated over that first broadcast because we had worked 24 hours a day for several days in a row just in order to get the equipment into operation so that we could put on this first broadcast. We prided ourselves in the fact that we went on at 8 p.m. and signed off at 10 p.m. and that was a day's program. That was it. That was the way KOA went on the air.
Tremendous. 100 years ago, right now, KOA went live on the air. The Star Spangled Banner was the first thing played on the air. And so in honor of the first thing being played exactly 100 years ago today on KOA, here's a tribute to that moment.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in.
Special tribute, 100 years of KOA. We can't do it without you. We can't do it without the listener support, certainly. And for Shannon Scott and myself, Ryan Edwards, to be here on this incredible night means the world to both of us as longtime listeners and longtime members of this community. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for everybody that's been listening to KOA for the last 100 years. And here's to 100 more. We'll be right back on the KOA Broncos Radio Network.